You know, we've been highlighting available jobs and resources as companies have laid off employees during the pandemic. Today, we look at a couple that found themselves out of a job but have emerged as entrepreneurs. Zach Villanueva started making ice cream as a hobby. Prior to the pandemic, he worked full-time at Kohana Distillers in Konya, but was laid off as agritourism disappeared. His longtime girlfriend, Courtney Rowe, is a CPA with a bookkeeping business, and at the beginning of the year, co-founded an event company focused on relationships called Real Social. After organizing a Valentine's Day singles mixer, she was planning the company's second mixer when the state ordered the first shutdown. Since events were out of the question and Zach now had time to turn out larger batches of ice cream, they decided to go all in and make Sage Creamery their primary gig. Their unique flavors include local products, including Paniolo hot chocolate made with local cacao and Hawaiian chili peppers, and Kiawe honey lavender with local honey. The business owner spoke with The Conversation's Jason Ubai about starting a company during these COVID times.
For me, as far as, you know, desserts are concerned, ice cream is, like, the best thing in the world. So, like, growing up, when I was probably around, you know, age of 7 or 8, I have, you know, really good memories of, you know, my family, like, all of us eating ice cream and, you know, my dad busting out the Breyers container from the store, and we just, sometimes before dinner, sometimes after dinner, it was just kind of, like, good memories with that. So I really loved ice cream. More recently, after me and Courtney would go traveling, you know, to different states or different, you know, sometimes different countries for me, at any point I would basically stop off and at least try some ice cream shops that were in the area. And, you know, in trying other ice creams around the U.S. mainland, you know, found that there's all these flavors that Hawaii really didn't have or offer. And, I felt like the quality was, you know, at certain shops were a lot higher, and I couldn't really find that here. So I set out to kind of make my own at home. And so probably around 5 years ago is when I bought my first ice cream machine. And it was a home model, a Cuisinart. I bought it for $20 off of Craigslist. And, I started to make ice cream at home, and I didn't know what I was doing. So I bought, you know, a bunch of cookbooks, started to turn out little batches using local ingredients, only using, you know, try to use organic as much as possible, and you could really taste the quality. So the product was, in my opinion, it was better than what I could buy in the store, and so that's really where it started for me as far as making ice cream. I mean, it didn't dawn on me to, you know, really turn it into a business. It kind of just happened, I guess we say organically, but it felt like it just, I guess it was kind of like destined. It was kind of always on this path of starting my own business, but also, you know, ice cream made sense because it was something that I really cared about as far as the quality. And so as far as our name, Sage Creamery, that didn't come about really until my brother had passed. And that was around 2 years ago, August 7th. 2018, he passed away from cancer. And it was really after going through that and really seeing how he lived, but also in his passing, we learned all of these kind of amazing things about him by reading his journals, and, you know, really found out that, well, he lived his life in a way that was like a sage. So we kind of referred to him as the living sage, and that he was wise, and we didn't really understand that most of the times, but
losing Daniel was just really surprising, you know, borderline tragic, because he was only 36 years old at the time, and we, from the time he was diagnosed with lymphoma, he died a short 4 months later. So just going through that experience was, I mean, it was, you know, anyone who has experienced that in their family, losing a sibling, I mean, it's one of the most heartbreaking things anyone can go through. But we were able to find, like, we really learned a lot in his death. I think we've also seen how many people Daniel has inspired, you know, not just in his life, but in his death. And, yeah, like, there are just things that when Daniel was alive, he was just, I don't want to say peculiar, but there were just certain things that, you know, Daniel would do that we didn't quite understand or couldn't comprehend, but that was because Daniel was someone who didn't really care what anyone thought. He was very focused on staying true and authentic to himself, and in doing that, he traveled to the Amazon, by himself. He did so many things that ultimately led to a very fulfilling life in those short 36 years. That's the origin of this Sage nickname. And the other thing too is that he had told us that before he died, the only thing that he regretted was not starting his own business. He was actually in the process of trying to start his own float tank business. But he said, you know, he doesn't know why. Maybe it was the fear that prevented him, but that was his one regret. So anyways, it kind of just all came together when, you know, after Daniel passed, and then I feel like we all kind of had like a renewed sense of like, we need to do what lights our fire, you know, like whatever we're passionate about, that's what we need to do. And when it came time to naming this ice cream business, I mean, it really was just so fitting to take the name Sage and have that be basically the intention of this new business.
Great that you're able to honor him through the company and through the name, and, you know, every time you can remember his life, every time you open a pint of ice cream. What do you think is the biggest challenge that you've had so far with opening a business during this time?
Our biggest challenge has just been balancing our relationship with this new venture. Because of the fact that this kind of just happened, like Zach was able to release batches online and people just responded so well. And then we just jumped in while this business was almost taking off on its own. It's not something we planned for. And so in that, trying to figure out who's doing what, and then having our 12 and a half year relationship be a factor in all of that, that's been something that has been a bit challenging. But I will also say rewarding as well.
Obviously, in any work environment, the relationships, whether it's a coworker or your boss or whoever it is, I mean, yeah, that's definitely, you know, how to navigate it, your work relationship, and also our relationship of 12 years, trying to navigate that is obviously a challenge. But as far as, you know, starting it up during COVID, the interesting thing, I think, for me is I didn't really find it difficult to put my focus and energy onto it. Once we came up with the name and we kind of talked about the brand and the vision, I guess, that we had for it, it was really easy as far as, you know, like, okay, we're gonna do this, we're gonna launch it. I think it's just with every, I guess, business owner, you know, you go through the growing pains of, you know, all the things you didn't plan for. So, you know, if we're gonna make ice cream, we weren't planning on, like, okay, we're about to sell out, so we need to get more ingredients. So it's really like the sourcing, making sure that we're staying on top of, you know, our inventory, and the fact that we're using organic dairy. Pretty sure we're the only company in Hawaii that's sourcing it from this farm in California. It was a challenge in that the logistics of setting that up. So we needed to just, you know, troubleshoot and figure that part out. Just working out the kinks and the logistics of everything has been a challenge, but I think every business owner goes through that. But like Courtney mentioned, biggest challenge also is navigating our relationship through life and also through the business.
I do think too, like, we're fortunate that although it's, you know, these crazy COVID times, as you can tell, like, most of the challenges aren't coming from COVID. In fact, it almost feels as though this whole pandemic almost offered us like more opportunity, because really our initial launch was offered online, where we were offering like drive-by pickup and delivery free delivery. And really, you know, ice cream is this the ultimate comfort food, right? And not only that, but it's an affordable luxury, you know, in a time where people need to be mindful of their budgets. Like, this is something that people can kind of splurge on without breaking the bank. We're very fortunate that COVID actually brought us more opportunities than challenges.
That was Courtney Rowe and Zach Villanueva, owners of Sage Creamery. Their ice cream can be found at Mililani Farmers Market on Sunday mornings and the Blaisdell Market on Wednesday nights, and also at Diamond Head Market and Grill here on Oahu. They're also members of the Entrepreneur Sandbox in Kaka'ako, a co-working space and hub for business founders and freelancers. Find more information and links to our on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.